Let's talk about Rafael, Rafael Martinez, Martinez. This is an 80-year-old gentleman on hospice with history of vascular dementia with behavioral disturbance, period. Comorbidities include pressure ulcers in the sacral region, stage 2/3, hyperlipidemia, BPH, some urinary retention, gastroesophageal reflux, esophagitis, depression, anxiety. Patient is now aphasic, which is a big change. He's bed confined. He's no longer able to get up. He's a total ADL dependent. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. He wears a diaper now. Patient is developing spasticity in the lower extremity. The sacral decubitus has progressed to stage 3. This is a decubitus that's unavoidable and will never heal because of protein calorie malnutrition and low albumin level, period. Patient's body has lost the ability to simulate any type of feeding. Despite giving plenty of protein, he will no longer be able to heal any type of wounds in the future till he passes on, period. He does require 4 liters of oxygen at all times. He's no longer alert-oriented to a person. He's, again, nonverbal, as I mentioned. He has severe, he has generalized weakness with now developing contractures in the lower and upper extremity. He requires turning every 2 hours. He has a KPS score of 40% and expected to do poorly. By the way, he's only eating 5 to 10% of his meals, causing his weight loss, protein calorie malnutrition, and muscle wasting. Remains hospice appropriate, expected to die within 6 months. Thank you. Again, that's Rafael, Rafael Martinez.